In the eyes of the future generations, we are not island universes scattered to no end in some void. We are a part of a growing civilization with a past and a future. And we might have become confused about the scope of our existence. We stand divided by borders and committed to repeating history's mistakes. It is unwise to pretend to be able to handle a great responsibility. Only desperation, fractures, and exploitation by other desperate pretenders can follow. Those who are granted authority are often not wise enough to handle it, and in their mediocrity, they commit what in larger scope translates to real crimes against humanity. There cannot be wisdom without understanding and inheriting from past generations. The transfer of knowledge occurs by means of understanding books. And there cannot be understanding without authenticity. In haste of chasing a career, there can only be memorization and misunderstanding. We must keep in mind that what the future generations do not perceive as clear progress forward will be seen as the continuation of dark ages with authorities committed to the wrong side of history. The world united is not a fairy tale, nor should it be a mere dream for us, but a gift of peace for the future generations, so that they may grow in dignity, health, and wisdom. We are neither disconnected from the future generations nor the past generations and their lessons. We are a stepping stone in the development of the humankind, and we should recognize this great honor and reward, and understand that the larger context is found in helping to build a better world for all future generations. All our decisions across all levels and authorities, police, attorneys, judges, parents, teachers, principals, mayors, governors, prime ministers and presidents, and everybody else, must be mindful of future generations, of a growing world, of making lasting and meaningful contributions to the entire humankind. A world that will eventually become united and free of borders. A world with future generations that will look back at us right now, right here, with questions that we must present answers to. We are getting stuck in circles because people are forgetting history's lessons, because we are not thinking on a large enough scale. We end up building more prisons rather than ending poverty with meaningful prevention programs. Endless cycles of heartless poverty that freeze the best of us. Poverty that wouldn't even be a feature of a modern society had we in our wisdom recognized it for what it is. Poverty denies people food and well-being, causes stress and great harm to their minds and body. Love above law. Before we allow the practice of law in a city, we must end the cycles of poverty. Money must not be used to limit people or make them sick. It is meant to help. And how can a culture be so fragile as not to see how a young person allowed to build a business without the threat of homelessness and starvation will contribute back to the city and everyone's well-being? What is so hard about seeing that rather than sending nonviolent criminals to prison, we can prevent their biggest mistakes by putting an end to their worries of sleeping hungry on the street? Anytime we fail to keep to reality, be it by sending a 15-year-old lady to prison, or denying science, or tolerating arrests by obscured or unidentified agencies, or abuses of power, or abuses of discretion, we create fractures and distrust, blindly defacing and destroying work of many much wiser great beings who gave their best, trusting that we can carry on in wisdom. We must not move against the grain of reality. Any and all divergence will only create a cascade of fractures that will demand constant attention and result in nothing more than systems that merely stand to support themselves and as an affront to justice and future generations. Where there was once a solution as clear as helping children to inherit the wisdom of their elders, we now see the emergence of a failed and impotent educational system with a mass incarceration backend. Wisdom and inheritance of knowledge cannot be replaced by fake it until you make it. The work of great beings must not be stained by people who fail to see their vision. Once again, the world grows a generation at a time. The education of teenagers from 20 years ago is currently influencing the state of the world. Likewise, how we treat our children today will have a monumental impact on the world 20 years from now. Let us honor our children and all the future generations by encouraging them to books, by reminding them of the great power of thinking beings, of philosophers, and lovers of wisdom, by reminding them that their pursuit of excellence can only make the world a better place for us all, and even those that are yet to come. Let us remind them that books, and now audiobooks, serve as a wonderful source of wisdom, especially when read in a sequence that fits them best and understood at their own pace. Let us remind each other that we must reject short thinking and shortest paths that do not help the world grow and can only keep us divided. Let us break out of that selfish, endless loop of repeating mistakes of past generations by working towards a better world, a more united world, where we recognize each other as one family. And let us remember that the great and wise beings of past generations demand that we honor hard-won triumphs and do not repeat history's mistakes. The very nature of that demand requires that once we take to wisdom, we must stop following orders and begin thinking, evaluating, and judging for ourselves. To honor triumphs and guard against heartbreaking mistakes is the duty we hold to those who came before us and all the future generations that are yet to follow. As children, we are asked to listen and follow. As we grow, we must learn to lead and become unbreakable. It is not just the challenges of life that will test us. We must also think and evaluate and reject that which is wrong. We are constantly made to listen and expected to follow. Look behind any protest or scandal or angry headline. But we must judge all the contradictory information for ourselves and make an informed and wise decision as to whether or not majority is correct. Life will always challenge us. And my goodness, times are always changing. Humanity is constantly bettering herself. What used to be acceptable may now be an affront to justice. And while there isn't enough time to comprehend all the books, there is plenty of time to become a loving and wise, compassionate human being. Let us remember that we are a chain link between the hard work of past generations and the united, free from poverty and peaceful world of the future generations. We are one growing family, and that is the correct context for local, state, and federal levels, for all legal and administrative decision making. To diverge from this reality is to get stuck in an endless loop of repeating history's mistakes, the very thing that the past generations are asking us not to do.